B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A one in a million farming accident last week resulted in the arm of an experienced worker being completely severed after it was caught in a hay baler.
Oh, my God. Hay balers are dangerous.
Yeah. Farmer Nathan McPherson and his good friend Adam Simmons said they were both in New South Wales. He said that he was lucky to escape with his life after he became entwined in the hay baler.
Hey!
That's hay.
Baler.
Mr. McPherson said he was just going, he was doing a routine check on his baler and had gotten his hand caught in the baler, and it took it completely off of the elbow. And he said, in the way he is, he's a good man, full of character. He jumped in the tractor and drove the 400 meters to find the paddock where they were stacking bales to get help. A helicopter had transported him from the property to a hospital.
Closest we got.
Yeah, that's... We don't have a hay baler, but we have a chainsaw.
So imagine the sound of the chainsaw you're hearing as a hay baler.
He said for his arm to be completely off his body for 3.5 hours and rolling around in a baler, for them to secure the arm back on is a one in a million story, I hope. So they actually got it out of the machine.
That's amazing.
And they were able to reattach it to him, and he's slowly getting feeling back into the
Isn't that stunning? I guess it's an issue of how much time between the wound and the operation to reattach it.
Yeah.
Because you think of the sensitivity of those nerves.
Yeah, and reattaching those nerves, I don't know how they
reattached, and it feels so good.
Mr. McPherson said the incident served as a reminder farmers and agricultural workers should not become complacent when operating machinery.
Yes.
A 20-year-old suburban Detroit woman who was declared dead. This is a follow-up. This is a terrible story. She was declared dead only to be found alive at a funeral home in August. Remember this?
Oh, what happened?
She died.
Oh, man, this is a horrible story.
Tamisha Beauchamp died Sunday at Children's Hospital in Detroit. The family had called 911 on August 23rd because she appeared to be suffering from serious breathing problems. Emergency medical technicians and paramedics responded, and a doctor who didn't attend the scene pronounced her dead after one of the first responders reported by telephone that she had been unresponsive for 30 minutes and showed no signs of life. Remember, the family said they saw her still breathing.
Yes.
And they were like, yeah, it's because of the medication we gave her, and that's right, going to go on for a while.
What was this, like a Zoom autopsy?
I don't know, but it was weird. So they ended up taking her to the funeral home. The funeral home realized she was still alive. They got her out of there. They took her to the hospital. She was in critical condition ever since. Her family said they are now devastated by her death. They have, as no surprise, filed a $50 million federal lawsuit against the city and four of the first responders who attended. They said she died as a result of massive brain damage that was suffered when paramedics wrongly declared her dead and failed to provide her much-needed oxygen. Mm. So that's pretty wild. All right, a lighter and local story. I got this from 6ABC. A Downingtown barbershop owner got quite the surprise when she arrived to work to find a deer was inside her business. Steve, they have full video footage of this happening.
It's amazing.
The deer jumps through the window. It's Jennifer Brady, by the way, and she's adorable. They interviewed her. She was hilarious. Owner of JB's Barbershop, opened last month in the Callum Village Shopping Center. Around 5 a.m., her surveillance camera captured a deer crashing through one of the shop's windows, and it was inside there for 4 hours after she came to open it up. The deer was jumping up and slamming into mirrors and stuff. It thought that it was seeing another deer.
Right, right. I felt horrible. And also because it had kind of like a slippery floor, it was finding it hard to get traction on the floor.
Yeah, it was a hardwood floor.
It did stop for a quick blowout, though.
She said it was like a 6-point buck. I'm staring at it. I was like, I can't believe this right now. And then it started going crazy, jumping up on the stations. And then before she knew it, the deer jumped out the broken window and took off. It was in there for 4 hours. It didn't leave until she showed up.
There. Yeah.
And then jumped out the window. She said she had to explain to her customers that had to reschedule because of what happened. She said they couldn't believe what they were hearing. But she said, at least it wasn't somebody trying to rob me. There was no ill will involved. It was just nature at its finest. So the deer got out of there. I don't know if they saw any blood or anything like that, but I guess it's okay. In California, a woman says she found, this is terrible, found a headless bear on the side of the road in the foothills. The bear was found dead on the side of the road with its head and paws missing. near Forest Hill.
That doesn't sound... So these are like poachers?
They don't know. They're guessing. Yeah. So the horrifying discovery was made by a mother who was trying to enjoy nature's beauty with her children. The Department of Fish and Wildlife is now launching an investigation. They believe that they're looking into how the animal died.
Not suicide.
Whether a poaching or crime was committed. It'd be kind of tough for a bear to cut off its own head. So I think they've ruled that out. They will also look for evidence of selling bear parts on the black market.
Yeah.
They say at least... Once a year, they investigate a case involving a bear, but they've never had an incident where its head and all four paws were missing. Fish and Wildlife said that if someone intentionally tortured the bear, there may have been a vehicle parked on the side of the road in the area, and they're asking anyone who may have seen anything to come forward if they did.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Well, Melanie Guerrero was arrested on Wednesday when she refused to leave a gas station in St. Petersburg, Florida. She also refused to tell police her real name. The police report says that she replied to her, "What is your name?" with the phrase, "My name is My Butt Just Farted."
My butt just farted.
And apparently she did it multiple times.
Huh.
"My name is My Butt Just Farted." When
that
they
sounds
asked,
like a child's response.
Totally.
Response.
Yeah.
"Is your first name My and your last name Just Farted?"
She faces a trespassing charge and a charge for providing a false name to law enforcement, both of which are misdemeanors.
Huh. So that wasn't her name.
That was not her name. A man is in trouble after a spat with employees at a restaurant in Arizona. Justin Amir Young is accused of indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. The incident led to Young's arrest, happening at a chain restaurant. Young was told to leave the restaurant because the restaurant was closing. Young allegedly refused to leave and began to yell at employees. And once he was out of the restaurant, he proceeded to pull down his pants and pee on the door that he exited. Investigators claim Young also exposed himself to employees as well as obscenely gesturing at them.
Was it Lobster Week?
I don't know. Young had a warrant with the sheriff's office for failing to appear in court, and he was arrested. And then we only have time for one more quick story. Let's go with this one. A snake that was being tracked by researchers tried to eat an Australian woman as she slept in her bed at night.
F in Australia.
The snake had returned to her home the following year to attack her dog, leaving it unconscious. This is the exact same snake that did this.
What is it like? Have a transponder
yep,
on it?
It was being tracked, yep. Yeah. The snake, an Australian scrub python living in the woodland of Lockerbie Scrub, Australia, had been fitted with a radio transmitter in 2014. It was being tracked by a team led by Daniel Natush. By March 9th, it had moved around 300 feet to the immediate vicinity of the house of Leanne Mears and her young family, including a pair of children aged 1 and 3.
Oh, my God.
Scrub pythons are common in the area, non-venomous, and are not considered a threat to people, though they have been known to attack pets and small children at 12 feet long and weighing 10 pounds. This one was deemed capable of posing a threat to Mears' kids. Anyhow, she woke up one morning, it was wrapped around her leg.
Oh, mm-hmm. Exactly. No, thank you.
Yeah.
So they got it out of there, and the snake was released 650 feet away the following day.
How about 650 miles?
I think that'd be more appropriate.
Yeah, 650
feet. There's no way it's going to be able to travel 650 feet.
The following year, it returned and attacked their dog. The dog was knocked unconscious. They actually had to give it CPR. But the dog ended up being okay. This time, they moved the...
651 feet?
Yeah, I think they moved it 651 feet. So hopefully there won't be another attack. Sorry to keep it short, but we got to wrap it there. That's your B-File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.